who are sensitive and who have had been beat over the head like a mule with a bridle, and he, when he get ready to put it on again, he gets a little shy.
Yeah, well, I think that any qualms that they might have along those lines could be to a great extent resolved by the procedure we follow on the Senate side.
What we could do here, we could go up there and have Jimmy Roosevelt introduce this bill and get it killed.
Yeah.
Or we can get Lanham to introduce it and get it passed.
That's just it.
And we can administer it any way we want to once we get it passed.
Well, that's exactly right. That's and furthermore, on the Senate side, we're certainly, from the point of view of labor, be able to have people playing key roles that would be pleasing to them and then take any onus that they might feel is on this.
Everybody on that Senate Labor Committee, it's a Democrat, is held in esteem by labor, as I recall it.
Yeah, that, it's a damn good committee from their point of view.
How about Senator Hill? He's the chairman, isn't he?
Well, we can do a lot with Pat McNamara on this, too, you know.
Well, you probably know. Mike Mansfield told me the other night he thought we could not get this bill through the Senate. And I assume that all that's been taken into account.
I wasn't aware of Mansfield said this?
Well, let's see. What would have been Saturday night expressed quite strongly, volunteered the feeling he and I and Arthur Goldberg were talking, volunteered the feeling that with the problem they'll have with civil rights, they'll have, they won't be able to do this, and his position would be that we ought to ride with S1, but I haven't pursued that at all since.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of that. Of course, Mansfield feels that civil rights will be around for a long, long while, and that remains to be seen.
I think he's right there, but what is S1?
S1 is the, it's the camps and the youth employment.
Yeah.
The hometown youth employment and the camp.
Or is he's killing the whole party?
No, the proposition for his feeling would be that you ride through the Senate with S1, which has already been passed. It was passed last year. It's already there. And that we get through the House, the best, the maximum that we can get through, so that we can put that in conference with S1 and then come out.
Okay,
well, that's all right.
Well, I object to that.
This is the first time I've mentioned this. Was Saturday night he brought it up, and I've assumed that the calculations have taken account of it. But he pressed it pretty strong.
Now, it seems to me, then, we'll have no...
That is, though. This is the trouble that is that Carl Elliott, his claim, will not vote for S1. And that means that won't go through, as I understand it. Maybe that's wrong.
Well, that's been Carl Elliott's position, and of course, as part of the procedure that we have started in the area of poverty, we now have an example of the productivity of this operation in Carl Elliott's position, as you know, on a rule on this bill, knowing full well of the inclusions in the bill, and yet Elliott has made a commitment.
He's agreed to go along with it.
Yep.
That's what gives us strength.
Well, could the poverty bill, as we're now talking about it, go to conference along with S1? Are they close enough together?
Well, I think there's that possibility. I'm not sure at this point. But hell, if that possibility exists and we could work it out, I don't think anyone objects to that possibility. Sarge, you said something about that.
Well, I would think that's a hell of a good idea. If we interpreted that since this includes S1, then go to conference, then you don't have to go through the Senate at all with this.
No. Yeah, that could happen. We can explore that.
Yeah. Well, you would know better than I, obviously, but that.
Well, I think the basic problem now is for Wirtz and Shriver to agree. Now, there is no question. You're willing to run.
There's no question. I couldn't run it even if
you
wanted
to. Do
I sure do.
All right. You're willing to say so in the letter and so forth. And testimony.
Yeah.
All right. Now then, that's what you want to do. You want to be you want to be able to tell the labor people that this is not going to be, because Lanham sponsoring it, an anti-labor measure.
That's certainly right.
Okay, now, then it seems to me then it's up to Bill and Sarge to try to see labor before we send it up and get their approval and get any further suggestions they've got for it.
That's right.
All right, now you want to go with them?
Yes, I would, and in that instance, I'd like to participate.
All right, now can you take this crowd in on your appointment tomorrow?
I suppose so. I have an appointment at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with George Meany and some of his staff, and I assumed I could call up and say that I would like the permission to bring along.
Well, now, you say George Meany and some of his staff. I think it would be much better to have a separate meeting on this point with George Meany and Andy Biemuller.
I agree.
All right. Well, then, why don't we get to... Bill, why don't you call up George Meany and say that you met here this morning, and Shriver's got a meeting with him, but I want you to come and join that meeting, and you want to talk to him about what we have in mind, when he'll be a part of the strategy.
This afternoon.
All right. Okay. Then, and we'll get you in it, Larry.
All right, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Waiting.